Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Valentine's, syrup, an old love letter, and Jess Hooker. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello there, Sonny. I'm Morgan Freeman. You know, ever since I won the Oscar at the Academy Awards, I've been approached by countless people to endorse their service or product. Most of these, I simply smile and say, no, thank you very kindly. That is, until I got the phone call from the fine folks at Frigamall Industries. They have a new and exciting product for men. If you're like me, Sonny, your wallet is so thick it's like sitting on a damn Big Mac. And nobody wants to go numb in the bum. Yeah, and at the same time, no real man was ever comfortable with a purse or that unsightly fanny pack. But now, thanks to Bob and Tom and Frigamall Industries, you can move that bulge to the back with the all-new Fanny Packer. Oh, Fanny. The Fanny Packer is a great way, Sonny, to move your junk near the trunk. And it has a lot of satisfied people talking. Just listen to this bull queer.
Look, I hate to brag, but I've tried it all. I've done the purse, and yes, I was a pioneer with the original fanny pack. But that bulge in the front became such a nuisance. I couldn't do anything. Well, almost anything. But now, thanks to the Fanny Packer, my bulge is in the back. You'll be amazed at how much you can cram in it.
Be sure to get yours today. The Frigamall Fanny Packer. Put your junk near the trunk. And thank you very kindly.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have been joined by Ms. Jess Hooker.
Hi.
It's always nice to see you. I like your new Linda Ronstadt hairdo. I've told you that before.
Thank you.
No, it's very nice.
You're going to have to shave your head. That's going to continue.
No, it looks really good.
Thanks.
You look like Linda Ronstadt when she was wearing the Cubs Scout uniform in like 1978.
Therefore, I'm aware of that. Therefore, everyone's aware of that.
Iconic performer. Remember the one she's got the roller skates on?
Yes.
No, that was Usher.
Yeah, Usher wears roller skates. Come on, wait.
And by the way, we need to start calling the halftime shows dance shows. Let's just get it out there.
Yeah, you know what I want to see?
He's saying a lot.
Everyone dances.
I want to see Neil Young out there warbling through the needle and whatever the hell it is.
Needle and a needle stool. And
by the way,
Cinnamon Girl.
Oh my God, the halftime show was amazing.
Hey, by the way, Neil Young and Crazy Horse are about to go on a tour.
Oh, so. Jesus.
Neil, I'll be
pass, miss.
Man, I do not care for him.
Back it up, Neil.
Man's a brilliant songwriter. Now, we were talking about pancakes, Jess.
I heard.
Now, I mentioned Swedish pancakes, and I might as well have said something in Chinese. I got right. the stairs. No one's ever had. Are you aware of Swedish pancakes?
They're essentially crepes.
That's what I said.
They are. They're
that doesn't,
yeah.
mean, that doesn't mean they're not great.
No, they're just usually not folded. They're stacked like pancakes, but the consistency is that of a crepe.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to Josh, there's more surface area for more grease and butter.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now, okay. if you ever take
well, not necessarily more surface area.
No, not at all. Thicker pancakes.
Oh, wait,
have more
I see what you're saying. Instead of, three.
I mean, in other words, if you
thick,
could.
Yeah, yes.
Say you had a 1-inch thick thing of regular pancakes. Say yeah. that's 4 pancakes.
Right. But you're talking, so, you have 8 pancakes.
Yeah, then you could have 15 of the Swedish pancakes.
So there you go. That's
and
15
And if you were to lay them out. You could put butter on this significantly more hey, surface area.
Why don't you just
area.
Eat a stick of butter?
Don't play his
well,
game.
I, okay.
You're right.
And don't play her game either. She's worried about calories.
You know what,
calories.
What problem I've always had with...
Have a piece of butter.
This is an issue I've had with pancake advertising.
Yeah?
Oh. You always see a square pat of
right.
butter on top of the... with syrup on it.
Sure.
Spread that butter around... Who's just getting to the pat and eating the pat of butter in that one bite?
Ideally,
that's so good, though.
Ideally, the heat of the pancake will spread it.
Right.
Remember, I asked you earlier, have you ever melted the butter and put it in one of those ketchup squirters?
No, I let the heat of the pancake melt the butter.
Josh, you're missing it here. I am giving you a life-changing opportunity here.
Do you heat the syrup?
I like the syrup warm,
yeah,
yes.
A lot of people do.
And I like real maple syrup.
Well, wait a minute. Where do you keep your syrup? In the pantry or the fridge?
In
the backyard.
In the syrup warmer.
In the tree. If it's real maple syrup, it has to be stored in the fridge once it's been opened.
I see.
Yeah.
I thought it lasted forever.
It does last forever, but once you open real maple syrup, it has to go in the fridge.
And then I mentioned I'd gone to one of these maple syrup festivals where you're sitting outside at huge picnic
tables.
No, you
didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't say that at a restaurant.
You never said
about
festival.
Festival.
Well,
then
you said there was a restaurant, and you know, out back, they're tapping the trees and making the syrup.
And I believe it was presented to us as, remember when you used to...
Like all of us were...
Yes.
Yes, we remember when we went to Torch Lake and
yes.
we learned to paddle a canoe.
I'm so sorry, Rockefellers.
Yeah. I met Gerald Ford at the ski lift. No, I don't.
You were sitting in front of a TV tray watching some awful television show.
Yeah.
And doesn't that bring you happiness that I'm suffering?
Yes. Jason writes, Happy Valentine's Day. Yes, we could take a tour of the property in Mason, Michigan, eat pancakes with freshly made syrup. It was an outdoor event in the fall.
Thank you, sir.
Very nice.
That's good for him.
Okay. Well, speaking of pancakes, I brought you guys something for Valentine's Day.
You did?
It's a chick-inspired recipe. It's donut holes we're going to warm up in the microwave.
This is amazing.
Then
on the side, I brought some hot honey. So if you want to drizzle some
honey.
Mm.
That's very silly.
Spicy, not...
Oh, Pat, this isn't the day for that for you.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
You come to think of it, you're absolutely right.
I've got a cup of shut up.
Is there chicken in the donut hole?
Chicken?
What did you say?
Oh, no. I see. Christy, a chick recipe.
A chick recipe.
She said chick inspired.
Really true. You don't hear a word I say, do you? This is an inspired
Jess
recipe.
Said it's a chick inspired.
She said chicken, and I heard chicken in a donut hole.
Sorry. And I heard that too, and I'm sad that there's not chicken in a donut hole.
That sounds delicious.
Now these are not going to live up now.
I miss a hot honey.
No, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
No.
You know,
imagine putting chicken in a donut hole.
That sounds amazing.
It would be amazing,
We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
Go Nuggets. Come on, Tom.
Ooh.
Will you please, will you front the money for dough nuggets?
They have chicken and waffles.
Yeah, they do.
We can talk about the name.
Chicken and donuts.
Chick-fil-A on chicken and
dough nuggets.
Donut holes.
They're sugary.
They're chicken nuggets surrounded by a donut hole.
Oh.
Yes. Savory and sweet.
Done.
All right.
Okay. All right. That sounds not very edible.
It's the same as chicken and waffles.
What's the caloric count between a donut hole... with a piece of chicken in the middle of it, or your scenario, 18 Swedish pancakes.
Oh, I've overstepped the caloric content of that.
Remember the Krispy Kreme hamburger? That worked. Oh.
Yes, it did work.
You put a Krispy Kreme glazed donut, use it as the bun of a hamburger. Oh. Delightful. Just delicious.
Not with bacon.
That adds a little saltiness to
it.
He's
speak adding English. I have no for 66 bacon. Years. I don't know what he said.
With bacon.
Well, Christy, what's going on over there?
A Michigan man discovered a 70-year-old love letter in an old toolbox. Mr. Rick...
From an old tool.
Trojanowski told WXMI...
Come on with that. It's Valentine's Day. Leave me alone.
That's a Roman numeral, isn't it?
Yeah, WXMI.
What is that like?
It's, no, it's
a million
X
minus
is,
10
no,
plus
it's a,
1.
1,011, but the X has to go on the other side. Right?
He purchased the toolbox in 2017 at a farm auction, recently discovered the love letter within.
Oh.
It was addressed to Mary Lee Cribbs in Grand Rapids from Corporal Irvin G. Fleming.
That's right. She had a lazy eye.
She did, Mr. Fleming?
Yes, she did. And
Corporal Fleming.
She could look.
In the letter, Fleming apologizes.
I was in the Air Force, mister.
In the letter, Fleming apologizes profusely for a disagreement the couple had months earlier and expressed his unyielding love for her. He writes, Mary, I need you so very much, and I know that I'll always love you.
What the hell is this?
He wraps up the letter asking Mary something he's asked her before and apparently Anal? Something Question she previously agreed to marry him once he returned home from duty.
I noticed that you smiled a little when I said booty bandit. Is that something I can hope for?
Trojanowski has tried to find out more about the couple, but so far has turned up empty. So if you know anybody...
Well, she's not at the bowling alley.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's a Polish rubber.
Well, I've looked everywhere I can think of. It's a bowling alley.
She found a letter in a toolbox.
Wait a minute, what's a Polish rubber bag?
Trojanowski.
A what?
Trojanowski.
Trojanowski.
Thank you very much.
Polish rubber.
So, but no. So this, the
he
love
hopes
letter
to get this back.
The
to
love
the
letter was in a toolbox.
Yes,
to Mary.
Yes.
Wonder if Mary played for the other team.
Boy, that was a jump.
When you're done scissoring, Cindy Lou Harper, please write me back.
Is that right?
I thought that was a sweet toolbox. Valentine's Day story, and you ruined it.
She sent her a drawing of. I wonder before
my God.
Sexting if anyone ever drew a picture of it.
Well, sure.
Of course they did.
Here, honey.
I would think.
What do you think of this?
And he sends her some panties, now disintegrated, of course, after 70 years.
Didn't our staff artist do that? Doesn't he always draw pictures of naked
yes.
women? Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like a bona fide pervert.
Yeah. He's a fine artist.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, prior to the
he's
so-called...
known by initials, though, primarily, right?
Prior to so-called, what are they called? Dick pics. Sexting.
Right.
Yeah. I'm wondering if back in the day it would be common for...
Like to
do a self-portrait?
Yeah, to if someone who is a very talented artist would, hey, mine looks like this. And then, of course, the gag, of course, would always be a piece, but you had to fold it out to get the whole thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
To see it unscroll it like old hair.
To see the sack unscroll.
who would that work on? Hey, mine looks like this.
Oh, well, yeah. Especially in Victorian days.
My goodness.
See, I don't understand who that would work on contemporary culture with photographs.
I wouldn't think.
Do you know anybody?
There are girls that like that. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I have a girl that has a friend that has a photo album. She keeps them all.
What?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
How many does she have?
Well, there was a legal case involved, and they had to download a bunch of them from her phone. But yeah, it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You have some complicated friendships.
You visit her now.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Let's stop talking about it.
Is she allowed conjugal dick pics?
Hey, I'm in the joint, but how about this?
Can you get a hold of her digital Dickopedia? It's like Wikipedia, but it's primarily. Images of no. Well, that's kind of a sweet, sweet story about finding the old letter. Maybe these people will turn up. Maybe relatives will turn up. And
Oh, that was my grandma.
But those names just sound so perfect. Mary Lee Cribbs.
Yes.
Yes.
And Corporal Irvin G. Fleming, probably a hero.
I mean, that's a James Stewart story right there.
This is Mary Lee Cribbs. let me lasso that moon for you, Mary.
Well, he's crazy. He's gone crazy.
But in all those Hallmark movies.
That, I'm going to lasso your neck, Mary. James. Hang you from the light pole.
James Stewart stars in Town him. Wacko.
Like I said, he's nuts.
What would it be? What would life be like without the Town Wacko?
It's much quieter now.
Every time a bullet fires, an angel gets his wing.
Okay.
Bert, don't you know me?
What is that? Bert, Ernie, don't you know me?
Oh, God, we got to get out of here.
Okay, my time to go.
You're a Muppet, what?
Now, in the Hallmark movies, Josh, I know you like to watch them all.
I do.
Don't the people always have really generic, you know, names?
It's like, well, the Christmas ones, it's always, you got your Holly and your Noel. Yeah. And they're always named, there's some kind of
thing. It's not like this guy, you know, Rick Trojanowski.
isn't
the lead.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So that's changing a little bit.
Speaking of the elderly, new research indicates music may offer health benefits. According to scientists from the University of Michigan's National Poll on Healthy Aging, 85% of older adults reported listening to music. 3/4 of people aged 50 to 80 say music helps them relieve stress or relax. 20% said music is even more important to them now than it was in their youth.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I just, I can see, you know, like that whole thing of they're playing our song. I just kind of wonder what that's going to be like for the upcoming generations when...
Don't say the B word.
When, hey, baby, now that we're old, I was just thinking about us back in the day, and I'm really in the mood to hear a little bit of our song. You know, back that ass up. Oh, yeah, it brings up some good memories. Juvenile. I saw him once in concert. Whipped that out. No. Huh?
Who? That is a good song.
It's a fun song.
It is fun.
Fun to dance to.
Yeah, you got old folks in a mosh pit with those little wheelie motor carts they have to drive around.
It looks like bumper cars.
What are they?
Those little rascal things. Mosh pit full of rascals.
That's awesome.
Hey, man, play that juvenile. I'm going to ram your ass up. I'll tell you what, then, Lord.
Sounds like you got to be.
Play that juvenile, he said.
They're playing a song.
Play that juvenile.
This makes my old lady horny.
Gee, I wonder what the difference is.
The accent's starting to slip from old to something else.
Got to be careful.
Be careful.
I know as I age, I get up, I play that song, Staying Alive, just to remind me of what I got. Oh, I got to breathe today. Okay.
Do you and your lady have a song?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, we don't either. We were talking about that yesterday.
Should we get you one?
No, you can't. Like he said, you can't force it.
Yeah, how can you?
You can't force a song.
Yeah, let's have the listeners vote on a song.
Back your ass up. That's our song, honey.
Well, I think it begins. I think it begins and ends with. It's quite a difference, huh?
Yeah.
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 Oh, one last kiss.
Have you heard this?
Yeah. How do you dance to this?
No. It never felt like this.
This is from Bye Bye Birdie. Like this.
Come back that ass up, bitch. Fuck your one last kiss. Give me one last kiss.
In the butt.
Oh. All right.
Kids.
A little Bye Bye Birdie for you.
Okay.
Anything they great say. Movie.
None of us have seen movie. It but him.
I haven't
seen
it. I've seen it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, in high school we had
it's an absolute classic. Oh.
I remember absolute laughing a few classic. Times because Paul Lynde was such a cartoon.
Yeah, Bobby Rydell and Margaret Dodds.
Dick Van Dyke.
It's brilliant. Dick Van Dyke.
Okay.
Janet Leigh. It's amazing.
Sure.
She gets stabbed in the shower, right?
Yeah,
James Dean.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's
by Paul Lynde.
It's a woman. Ah! Stab, 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 stab.
Oh, God, I saw a nipple.
Stab, stab, stab.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.